Donatio Day of the Turaway in North West London, in conjunction with Beit HaMidrash, Knesset Yecheskel, and Tavaderech. Tuesday, 3rd of Tavis, 27th of December, in Arab, there's a Schneeberg Schlita, clarity concerning Kashrus matters. This is Turaway's sponsor, Lynn Nashville Pinchas Yosef and Shemal Zichron Levrocha, on the Shloshim of the late Mr. Paul Levine, Zichron Levrocha, a regular Turaway participant of many years, and also joined by family Rosenberg on the 6th Yartag with Mrs. Chansha Rosenberg, Rea Sholem. Lynn Nishmas Alta Chana Nechabas Menachem Eliezer Rea Sholem is Yartag is tomorrow.
Good morning, my dear friends. Pastor Mikvay Lachsanye. First of all, the Mukim, this Mukim Kudosh of our Besos. I thank them for giving us the chance to speak in this place. And the adequate Achsanye das Kunem, Rav Chaim Boden, Rav Yudaikin, which was Masada the Senyan. They asked me to speak, and they asked me for the heading. The heading that I gave them is different than the heading that is printed. My heading that I gave them is Zahiris Bekashas. That's my heading I gave them. The Chinuch, in three places. Let's start on Parshas Mishpatim, on the Pusis. Vibusa Besura Treifel Ezechaili. Says the Chinuch Hazoi, if she give Kli LeNefesh, the gift is the Kelim for the Nefesh, for the Neshama. V'zelusa, without the guf, L'tishla Melachta L'Olam. The Neshama, the Nefesh, will never be able to finish what it has to finish. Alken bur bedela l'tavusa v'layarusa. The gift came l'tavus ha'nefesh v'layarusa. Elachein kusa b'toyer isa shamachulas asiris. That's why the Torah writes isa machulas asiris. Afele she'enu ni mavin en boi kol kach. Even though we don't understand the chulas asiris exactly. Haroifer neymen she'ezani behem. The roifer neymen that warned us. הרוי פנימה שצבוני של הלך ומחולס אסירס. חוכב יויסה ממחו מהם. He's wiser than you and all the other people. השאל קיין מחזדה הקהיל הגדולים ומחזדה השם השבוך הבוני והיחיק ממני כל מאכל המזק על הגיף. And he took away from us every מאכל that could be מזק to the גיף. So here in this words of the Chinuch, the Ru, the Rishon, is mashma as the machulas asiris amazik, the body. Don't you want you to have a healthy body because the body is helping you doing the roch nizikin yunim. As the Rishonim, l'choyah the Mesoinim also eat those machulim. Why it doesn't do any harm for them? The Pushta Teretz says, there's a chili between the Ben Melech and the peasant. The peasant is used to eat cheap food. Maybe the cheap food won't do him any hezek. Ma'ashenkin Ben Melech only eats classy food. If he goes to a bit food that's not so classy, it will do damage. Ad Rishonim Acholik in the room. Ad Rishonim Acholik, and the Akedah says asoi. Cholilili Mahamim. To be forbidden for me to believe she isa machulim he mishim bria sagif, that the isa of those machulim is bria sagif, like the Akedah said. She im kein toyres alekeni eine yosem sefer refir. If it's not the bria sagif, comes out the toyres sefer refir. Eilemai Yisruel lifizach nafshesaini the Yisruel. It is Zachas HaNefesh, and it's pure as Nefesh. Shem Netzulas, Metachas Kisa Kovid, I come from under Kisa Kovid. La Nichel Lisboil es Atimois imazikis Luni. Loikein can bear this. Loikein, I go in Bishwilam Hakel Toiv, Ki Nafshom, the Nefesh, Mizahemis, as well as God Zaham, and maybe it doesn't do any damage to them. There's a Medrash Nechama in Parshas Shmini. Mushel Reufe. Omer Zesh El Chaim, he said to the one that he tries to heal and bring him back to life. Zeh Teuchel. He can eat this. Zeh Teuchel, Zeh Loi Teuchel. This you can eat, and this you can't eat. Zeh Shaloi Lechaim. The one is, he's not, he lets him eat whatever he wants. Again, in this Medrash Tachrima, Lechoyre is mashmel like the chinuch, that's bodily. The Takeda again speaks on this, that we don't speak of the Nefesh HaGashmi, we speak the Nefesh HaRochmi. The Neshama. And he quotes the Pusik, which we say in Shlichus, which David HaMelech said, V'riach kotshechu al tikach mameni. By eating those machulim, the riach kotshechu is taken away. We'll ask a person, somebody asked me once, we thought otherwise I'll have riach hakodesh. Riach hakodesh is the Holy Spirit to understand holiness, to understand godliness, to understand Rutzon Hashem. I always say if he hasn't got riach hakodesh, at least he should have Reach HaKodesh. He should smell, he should know what's holy, what not. That's Reach HaKodesh that everyone has to have. The Gemara says in Sechta Sima, Shteit in Pusik with Tmeisam Bom in Parashas Shmini, Al Tikri vene Tmeisam, Eile vene Tamtum Bom. You'll become a Tamtum, blocked. Chaim HaKodesh brings it. On the Pusik, Zeh Lechem HaTom Be'Sheretz. That he said, "Hazel lechem atom b'sheretz." And say it inside. So it's an another time. That if somebody lechem atom b'sheretz, somebody eats shrutzim, his nefesh becomes a sheretz. His neshama becomes a sheretz. Years ago, I spoke a bit about the Sachaim HaKodesh. So somebody asked me, how do I eat shrutzim? I'm not from the Dagdik Nikashas. He eats chulvakim, he eats this, that. But how about a sheretz? You're shocking me. So I told him, there's machulam, but it's got shrutzim in it. Is that right, Rav? Yeah. The machulam have got shrutzim in it. The colors, food colors have got shrutzim in it. Gloss on sweets have got shrutzim in it. We can eat shrutzim. And there are organizations that are matter some of those shrutzim to go into machulam. Says the Chaim HaKodesh Nase. Nafshoi atzmoi sheretz. His nefesh becomes a sheretz. The Mechaim HaKodesh says that further. V'yisam kedoshim kikudoshuni. Kedusha can only be if only kedusha goes into the body. If somebody takes into his body dvum tumeim, then he can't be kudosh. And the Torah says, "V'yisim kudoshim ki kudoshuni." It says the Chaim HaKodesh. What is the nesina stam? V'yisim kudoshim ki kudoshuni. Can we compare ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Chaim HaKodesh kikitcha berichi ba'raisa v'yisul chadi. It's a set. The Gemara says also shloshe shitvim budim father mother na Kodesh Baruch Hu. So v'yisim kudoshim ki kudoshuni. You want to be together with me? You want it has to be kudashun. There has to be recent kudashun by not eating the machudas asiyas. There's a day machna fraim in Parshas Ekev that brings from the Rambam, and I've searched it. There's today a lot of Kizvah Rambam came out which wasn't years ago, found in museums, and they gave out Kisva Rambam. And I found that the one safe of Kisva Rambam, a bit different than the Degel. I'll fill up from the two sides the story that brings there. He brings that Bezmana Rambam wrote him a letter from Medina Echad. And other sefers written, B'chusam Eleu Ka'ayin Elefish, 70,000 people signed on this letter. And the question was as well, Tchias HaMaisim and HaToyer Menayim. How do you know Tchias HaMaisim? Emes, they said, that Chazal Dashen, Oz Yushe Moshe, Oz Shor Moshe Loi Neima, he's saying, Yushe, he will, Mekan Remes and Tchias HaMaisim. It's a Chazal. So he said, so they wrote in their letter, nice Mama Chazal, but a Mama Chazal is not Mechaev. It's not Mechaev to say that you should, we will, it's not Remes and Tchias HaMaisim. Therefore, the Asd Rambam should ask, bring them a clear proof in the Torah for Tchias HaMaisim. The Rambam didn't want to answer them. He asked his Talmud, Reb Shmuel Ibn Tuvin, and he answered them as well. When a person eats, those machulim go into the digestive system. The digestive system breaks it down. It takes energy for the body, and for the better class, gives blood. It gives blood for the body, and the best of the blood, what's not needed goes out, and the best goes out. Also, then he said, other parts go out through sweat. And the best goes into the liver, and it's again purified. Then it goes through the heart. And the purified, goes into the brain. The essence of a person's food goes into the brain, and that builds the brain. If you are such a shaleh, against the Chazal, said the Rambam to his Talmud to write to those people, if you ask the Shaala against the Chazal, must be, Hagam, there's a Chazal that says this, must be, you ate machulis asiris, and your head became a treif in a cup. Your head became a sheiritz. You can question the befeish of Chazal. Sechlis, they could be there, you ask the Shaala, but how come to ask such a Shaala? And this other, the Sefer, the Kisva Rambam, it's not in Degel Machna Frayim Parshas Ekev, and the Kisva Rambam, I've seen that the whole group became a Shemudim, that group of 70,000 people became a Shemudim, they went out of Dasi Hidus. Then they later wrote, that came a Melech, must be in the Sephardic countries, we don't know in our countries, somewhere there, Yemen, some, that Medinas, those Medinas, came a Melech, neighboring Melech, and killed them all years later. That goes very well with the Mama. There's a Mama of saying of the Divrei Chaim, Tzanzaruf. He said between Daflu, the Punim Yufas, and Reb Shamshon Ful Hirsch was about 50, 60 years from when Daflu passed away to Reb Shamshon Ful Hirsch came to Frankfurt. And B'Shas, the flu, there was three yeshivas in Frankfurt. It was a big mukim Torah in Frankfurt. And B'Sham Shavuot Hirsch came to how many families? Does anyone know? Yesh Goshen to 50 families, Shomrei Shabbos, Yesh Goshen 30 families. He came to nothing. How come that Frankfurt went down in such a short period from being such a big mukim Torah to being nothing? So the Yitzhar made a cheshbon. Why work in individuals? And I work so hard, I work overtime. I work on the shachtim. They should be machel nevelis et reifis. Then the work will be easy. So the shayrish, the rot of the Chaim also, the shayrish of Frankfurt going down from being a mukim Torah, in Frankfurt being what it was later when Sham Shavuot here, Sham Shavuot was zeicher to rebuild it, is because the same thing as those Yidden wrote to the Rambam. As the Talmud of the Rambam wrote, because you ate treifus, your head became a sheretz. Menorah Samur, the one piece, is Mishal of the end of Parshas Shmini, but the beginning of Parshas Azriya. Lahavdil ben Atumah v'Atua, ben Achai Nachedes v'Achai Shalei Sochay, Ishik is Azriya v'Yolda Zocha. Says the Menorah Samur, what's the keshah between the end of Parshas Shmini and beginning of Parshas Azriya? So if Yamadil ben Tumah v'Atua, you eat only what's Tua, then your zoicher ishik is as rebi older zoicher have children, erlich yiddish children. Because the shchinah could be there. As I said before, shloish shittim buda, but the shchinah is there, then he can be erlich yiddish children. But the introduction to this has to be lehavdu ben atuma ben atua. The Mechaber says, in 7 Pei Aleph, says the Mechaber, Chalev Mitzris, Chula from wet nurse, and not a Jewish wet nurse, Kechulev Yisraelis, it's kosher, Kechulev Yisraelis. You can give. That means that the mother can't nurse her, not now there's alternatives, doesn't have to be nursed. So you can hire a wet nurse, a non-Jewish lady. In Mikol Mekom Eloyaniki, if it's the same, because the Dusha Mechav is the same as Yisraelis, you shouldn't give a Goyish wet nurse. The Chulav Avoidus Kechovim Metamtam Es Alev Emoyled Lo Tevara. The milk of Avoidus Kechovim of a non-Jewish lady is moiled Metamtam Es Alev Emoyled Tevara. And Remu adds on, it brings Nagus Ashri. Mutz adds on, V'chein l'toich la'manekis afil Yisraelis, Jewish manekis, l'toich l'dvur masirim. Shouldn't be dvur masirim. That the child shouldn't have dvur masirim. Ask the captain, I think, Terzuv asked on the spot, Shachin, Terzuv both asked the kasha. Besides, she's Yiddish a lady, she mustn't eat dvur masirim. Now even if she's a chalanis, and the gabor, for her it's mitter, but if she's a manekis, she should be nezer not to eat dvur masirim because it can do damage. The Daki Chiva there brings, if you hire a wet nurse, a Yiddish lady, check first if she's got midas tovus. Did you hear this? Check first if you've got midas tovus. If the milk that the child drinks will be from a mother that's got midas tovus, which can give in Eidel Kaid in condition to the child. The Rambam says that he calls them mazik bezeknisai. It can be mazik him the bezeknisai. The Ebiya Gru brings the Yishalma. The Yishalma says, Tosus brings himself to Chagiyah. By the Gemara of Elisha ben Avi, Acha, the Rebbe from Meir. There's a few shittas how what was going to Acha to go off the way, to the Kuwait. Elisha ben Avi was a good little how come he went off? He brings the Yishalma, when his mother was Meberes, his mother was pregnant. She went through a bais avodah zurah, which there were makriv, the maktir, ketores or whatever for the avodah zurah, and the reich of the avodah zurah went into him, to her, and that was goyim. It was mefafeya, that's the lushan. Mefafeya years later, and even though he was a good b'toyre, he went off the way. Chaim HaKodesh, the same in Parsha Shmini there by Machudas Asira, says that Chaim HaKodesh Eli Sheikhavn Loime Shetzuch Hi Lies Nezurin. He says Pshat the Pusik. The Pusik won't say we should be Mnezer. Afele Behes Chadas, Afele Beshoigig. But other things, there's a chile between Shoigig and Mezit. The Machudas Asira says the Chaim HaKodesh Hocher afele behes chadas al yikonsi ki a hefresh. I'm saying the lushon of Chaim HaKodesh ki a hefresh ben shoygig lemeizet Yas and Masai as it is. It does actually. And the Hezbo is Pushit. A child, as today is a lot of allergies. Peanut allergy is very popular in schools. So the child who's allergic to peanuts ate b'shogeg a bar that's got peanuts in it. And fainted, I called the ambulance and taken to the hospital. So the child said, I only ate b'shogeg. Mishkanafkin, we ate b'shogeg b'mezit. It's a fact. This allergy does a damage. Once I said a mushel, a person will put in his finger and touch two wires b'shogeg. He didn't know that it's the switch is on. Mishkanafkin, you electrify yourself. Shlur Kudosh brings the Shah Oisius. They went to his Rebbe before his Chasana, and his Rebbe commanded them on two things. One, you should be careful of Mechudas Asiris. You should run away Eilef Amos Meshah Oisa. The other item, Zayin Kamer Koimoy. And it goes together with the Kizva Rambam and the vote from the Vechaim. That later, if you're not nizer this, later it brings Achmun and Slom Machshuvas. Chofetz Chaim brings the Zohar Kodesh. The Hanani Meshuv Azayir was saved from the Kipshin Oish because they had a Tzeilem Alekim. From where, says the Kohen Kodesh, from where were the Zohar to Tzeilem Alekim? Because they were nizer from Achmudas Asiris. I think it's Mabel al Arayim. Hanani Meshuv Azayir were not butchers. They were not dustbin collectors. They were of the Hashem, and the Tzeilem Alekim they had because of Nizer on Machudas Asiris. V'Anshe Kodesh Tiyali, says the Pusik further, how will we Anshe Kodesh? The Brusa was through the Trefel, Esachay, with Digdik, with being with Agdik. We mentioned before the Pusik, V'Riach Kodeshachu, I'll take it from many. The domain of Mustafa Berich Kotcher, I'll take it from many. You can see Eden, the Choyer seem to be idly Eden. They come into the Smedish to Daven. Could be your neighbor sitting near to you in Daven. And the Batfilla starts at Chanad. That looks so much. Every minute he looks at the watch. The clock, the watch. Archkegadul to Daven. He's got no nerves to this Daven. Davni goes in his nose. Where does it go? Because the Riach Kotchechu, this Riach Kotchechu hasn't got. This Riach Kodesh, this Riach Kotchechu, the Geschmack for Dovish of Kiddush hasn't got. He says, it does another 5 minutes, you can see about Philip, he goes out of the Kalim. He goes, he loses himself, he can't bear it. She takes another 5 minutes, he can't bear it. Where does it come? It comes, this Kriyas Avodas Hashem, because the Riach Kotchechu is lacking. That's the Riach Kotchechu taking the money. This Riach Kotchechu is... Yes, sir.
During World War, they had to eat treif, they had to give treif, and they still get punished. The children get damaged by it?
Again?
During World War, in order to save...
There were a lot of people who had Messias Nefesh didn't eat anything. A lot of you had Messias Nefesh not to eat anything tacky.
You don't have a choice.
That's not the normal circumstances. There were even who had Messias Nefesh there, and they didn't eat anything.
There were very few. It wasn't possible.
I'm shocked. Years ago, told me a Yid. I remember, I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked with his words. A Yid who dumped 3 times a day, the Choyre Erech Yid, spoke about Kapurus, sure. He said, well, you know it's wrong. Not so. I mean, it was very good. You bring Terimu, you know it's wrong. From where comes this? It's a lack. It's got Tim Tamalev. Sometimes you didn't go to the Torah. And it's people called the Vusa on the roof that made him lose it entirely. Ah, he passed into a Peter. He's gonna have to, he's got a temptation, he understands better. Came time to finish. We should be Zeicher. To be Marvin Zahiris, as the Rebbe of the Shlu told him, run away Ma'elif Shara Issa. And through the Rebbe as Zahiris, we've been moiled a Teva Tov, Midas Tevis on us, and take away the Tumtumilev, and give us Rech Kotchachu. B'schezer v'b'zoicher to a lev tov for Haris Hashem, Yiris Hashem. And also now we need more big dick, because I said Rosh Hashanah was after the queen passed away. I said we are preparing for being Mamlech, the new king. I spoke about the Rabbeinu Shalom. Second day I spoke that I'm sure that ill people from hospital won't be the Mekable Purim only. They have to bring classy people. We're going to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkeinu Bikurav. We have to be classy people. Mashiach Tzidkeinu shouldn't find poor people. People should be spiritually hospitalized. We should find people healthily with Ariach HaKodesh, with Midas Tovus, and therefore he'll be happy to come to Mahayah B'mayin Yom.
We can. Yeah, yes.